eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are rocking and rolling.
Hey! Post-spring game, instant reaction. We are here at the end of the, don't call it a spring game, sorry.
Call it a showcase.
The spring seminal showcase. It was over more news filled than even I expected. There were legitimate surprises. It was absolutely great. To me, and I think we'll talk about all of the, you know, what our initial reactions were, things like this. This is something that I think it's going to be way more beneficial in the weeks to come, where we break down rep by rep, snaps, you know, all this thing. So we'll get into the nitty gritty. This is just kind of the initial, our initial feelings on it. First, I would like to say Knowles 24/7 YouTube is what you're probably watching this on. If you're not, subscribe, notifications on. Knowles 24/7, I have a feeling it's going to be a very busy recruiting weekend. I don't think we're done with the news yet.
No.
Adam, how are you feeling? I'll give my initial thoughts after you. I want to let the smarter person go first.
I was bored. Very bored.
Now, listen, for people that doesn't watch it, Adam is about as adamantly anti-spring game as they come.
I hate them. Mike Norvell, I can't think he really loves it a whole lot either, watching him rumbling around on the sidelines. We got Kev joining us from the stadium. We're going to get Kevin here. The production value of the game itself was just piss poor. You can't see anything because they're so zoomed in. EJ Manuel's talking all kinds of garnet glory. The highlight of the entire stinking day was the jersey reveal. Thank God we're back. Good uniforms are back in Tallahassee. Hallelujah.
All right, Kevin. Can you hear us, bud? Man on the street?
Yeah, I can hear you guys. I'm not sure if the traffic's too loud back there, but
No, it's fine.
No louder than the children in my household.
We're given initial thoughts, and Adam just completely crapped all over it just because it was a spring game. What did you think? You were there. How did you feel? Because I'm going to give my opinion here in a second. But Adam, true to form, crapped on the concept of a spring game in general. Kevin, what did you see? Initial thoughts. What did you think?
Yeah, I thought it. They kind of looked rusty at the beginning. It was a little bit rustier than what we've seen in practice. We got a decent amount of game in, more than I was thinking we would, with all the scrimmaging and practicing they were doing at the beginning. I mean, Q Jones picked off AJ Duffy, so I don't know what else you wanted to see. So yeah, no, I thought it was good. I think we can pour through some of these and maybe get some. Get some takeaways after some more analysis, but
I'm with you, bud. Listen, to me, it was a pure feels good man experience, right? You know what you had out there. You had Jordan Travis, you had Trey Benson, you had all those guys. With 87% returning production, the highest in the entire FBS, Florida State's a known quantity. So you had all those guys. You had the guys that could have maybe been like question marks, guys replacing people that left. Malik McClain left. Trayshawn Ward left. So you had those guys, Kentron Poitier. You had Rodney Hill. Well, those guys need to step up. I'm not worried about them at all. The young guys look good. Brock Glenn, Vandrevious Jacobs, Quindarius Jones, Hakeem Williams had a touchdown. So you had that component. And then just to top it all off, man, the surprise uniform reveal, and they were looking nice trim with just a little pop of tribal accent on the collar, the neck. It was totally unexpected. I didn't know if you guys knew anything about that. I did not. It was great. Must-see TV for my Saturday afternoon. I told my kids, you get that blippy crap off my TV. Vampirina can go piss off somewhere. It's daddy's time. And I thought it was worth it, man. Like Kevin said, though, I thought there was a little bit of rust, but I don't know. I came out of this game feeling that I don't see any like demonstrable holes on this team, right?
I disagree.
I don't. So we can get into that. I don't see any like Achilles heel type holes. I think there are some places where you could bolster some depth, but I like all the ones, and primarily I like most of the twos. And I think what you get is just going to be icing on the Sunday, man. I feel really good about this team, and I feel even more confident about what we have. Now, Adam, do you want to talk about maybe your takeaways? You want to talk about some individual performances first? Do you want to keep being like doomsayer McBrown over there? What do you want to do?
No, 99.9% of everything you said, I agree with.
Okay. Get to the point one.
I've got some concerns about defensive end depth. Kev texted in the kind of the middle of the showcase and was like, you know, Gilbert Edmund looks a little mid, and I didn't agree with it at the time. I thought he had kind of flashed a little bit. The more the game went on, he didn't flash anymore. It looked like he kind of regressed with his effort. I didn't see a lot out of Byron Turner today that made me scream like we're going to be able to count on that guy as the season goes on for where they want to be. I mean, and we're at this point, we're talking about 10 plus wins, not just a 10 win ceiling. Like, oh, we outplayed our expectations of 10 wins. So defensive end depth, it worries me. It scares me. Not that you're relying on Lamont Green Jr., but he gets dinged up in the game. Who knows what the status is? Obviously we're 4 months out from the actual football season.
Right.
That number three defensive end, it worries me. It really does. Jared Verse and Patrick Payton look like stars today. That number three DN scares the living crap out of me.
And
you're going to have to rely on that. I mean, that's a position you're going to need this year against Clemson. You can't have a drop off against Clemson with your second team, or else they're going to beat you. They're going to take advantage of you. So that worries me there. But I'm anxious to watch it on tape again. That's a guy I imagine we're going to watch 90% of his snaps and try to get a better feel for what he did today. Other takeaways from the game, Tron, I mean,
great, right?
There's been a lot of noise about needing wide receiver, and we talked about it in our preview. I kind of posed the question to Kev about whether they needed to go get a wide receiver, and I think Tron answered a lot of those questions today for us. Rodney Hill looks – I know Trayshawn Ward was your boy – but Rodney Hill looks Trayshawn Ward times 10.
Like, oh, come on. Not times 10. He's got that patience. Kyle Kidd times 10. Come on now.
He's got the patience that Trayshawn had. He has the vision that Trayshawn had. But when his foot goes in the dirt, he's so much more explosive and a finisher. So that excites me. He's a home run hitter. Trayshawn was a really nice football player, but when it got into the open field, he didn't necessarily have the home run speed that I think Rodney Hill does.
What about CJ Campbell?
Yeah, good point. I thought he looked good.
He looked good, but he's a guy that's going to get a ton of carries.
So to me, I want this question. Maybe Kevin, I'll throw it to you, and Adam, get your thoughts. There's a lot of production coming back, right? Mm-hmm. And there was some subtractions at some areas, safety, receiver, running back. We've already talked about it. So we were pretty confident that they were going to be better than last year. But were they going to be better across the board, like at every single position, than they were last year? I'd say, yeah, except maybe safety. I don't know yet, but I think that Florida State this year is going to be better at pretty much all facets than they were last year. Do you guys agree with that?
I'll let Kevin answer.
Safety depth is the only thing to be worried about. I don't think anybody really popped there today.
Yeah.
And then
KJ Kirkland didn't play, so we didn't get to see him back there.
So you're really going to rely on Kirkland and Conrad Hussey when he comes in to kind of give you depth there, and that's kind of concerning. But outside of that, I think they're better in every spot.
Do we think, I mean, like we said, and this is all day, I want you guys framing this much differently than we did last year, because I think it's appropriate. Our expectations of this team are much higher. Is there anything that you saw today, Adam, where Florida State is in danger of not meeting the expectation of playing for a conference championship?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
The offense looks incredible. I mean, they played without Johnny Wilson. Jordan Travis was in and out, and he didn't look like his best self today. They were mixing and matching the offensive line. Trey Benson, I mean, there was no game planning. Trey Benson was a non-contact. Tall Philly was non-contact. They clearly weren't showcasing Jaheim Bell. They were kind of using him very basic and
very much so.
And still the offense looked just as good as it did at any point last year, like running around out there, just moving and, you know, their pace and their tempo and kind of where guys were. So I was really, really, really pleased with what I saw of the offense today. And I'm excited to go back and watch them a little bit more. And then defensively, I mean, I think they looked really good.
I thought the linebacker, Bethune didn't play. I like Deloach. Does he look thicker? More confident. Mm-hmm. The Graham kid looked pretty solid out there. DeMarco.
Yeah, I thought Ward Lundy moved well. I thought DJ was moving really well and coming downhill. It's tough because they know what's coming at them. They've been seeing it all spring, like we talked about, but yeah, I thought the linebacking core looked better. But again, we're going to see them get matched up. The middle of field got attacked quite a bit in the passing game today, and it was a lot of dump offs to the running back. So you could argue that that's on the linebackers to a degree. Mm-hmm. So we'll just kind of, I think that's worth monitoring. I do agree with Kev, and I think that I'm not wrong in that second group of DNs and backup, the safety depth is still an issue for you long term.
Yeah, I think so too. Now, what about, we talked about safeties, and obviously you get another impact pass rusher, at least a solid rotation guy. Mm. That's going to make the whole back end better. Yeah. What about the cornerbacks? That was something that we talked about. We didn't really know how that was going to shake out. I thought the coverage on the day was pretty solid across the board. Kev, what did you think about the, not the safety play, but the cornerback play, the two outside guys, what they were doing in the nickel? Anything catch your eye there?
Yeah, to me, it seemed like if they were getting anything through the air, it was either hard fought or the second team kind of over the middle picking on the backup safeties. So it kind of fits what we've been seeing all spring, that these corners are pretty good. And I think you're at a point where Renardo Green stepped up, looks good. I mean, you can see what Fintrell Cypress did at Virginia last year, and he looks solid today. They're just, I mean, they didn't really go after them, and you can't really blame them. Most of the downfield passes were, you know, trying to get one-on-ones against safeties downfield against that second team. But even then, when the first team defense was in, they weren't getting much through the air.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go. I want to go group by group and just see, like, who stood out to you for the group. And it doesn't even have to be somebody that's necessarily going to be a big contributor for this season. Maybe it was a young guy that stood out to you, just a guy that caught your eye. Because, like, these spring games, sometimes they can have a very small predictive quantity of what we're going to see next year. A lot of it is kind of like showcasing this is what the future is going to look like.
Yeah.
Quarterback. I mean, Jordan Travis, like you said, I think Kevin, like you said, a little rusty, but I don't. It's Jordan Travis, dude.
Yeah.
Not worried. What quarterback? Any of the younger guys stand out to you? Anybody look above or below schedule?
I thought Tate looked really good today. I thought he managed the day really well. I was really impressed with him. That was my immediate takeaway of watching him play. Thought he managed the field very well, managed the offense very well. I mean, obviously they weren't asking him to do a whole ton, and he didn't really throw the ball a lot. But I thought he managed things very well. I think people are going to kill AJ Duffy for no reason. I don't understand the hate on him. I don't quite get that. I think he's in spring number two. I want to continue to see him develop and work at it. And then Brock Glenn looked like he was swimming early and then found a little bit of success late when they got a little tempo there on that last drive in the and whatever the 93 team versus 2013 team or whatever. So that was fun. I was happy to see Brock get a little success and be able to do something good. Kev, I'm curious. You are Team Tate. You are Mr. Tate. What did you think about Tate's day?
Yeah, Tate did what you see from him in practice and what I think a lot of people miss because they only see the spring game, and that's delivers good balls downfield. I think he's learned to step up and have better pocket presence, which was a big knock on him the previous couple of years. And I don't know. I think he throws the best ball out of the bunch when he's able to kind of settle in and mm-hmm. and deliver. And you saw him kind of split some zones, throw some good back shoulders. There's one drop by CJ Campbell down the sideline that was, I thought, might have been his best throw of the day, off platform. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why he gets written off as a potential 24 starter, but I think you see today why the staff likes him and,
yeah,
you know, kind of his potential as the leader of this offense. The ball moved well when he was in the game.
Tate, the story, we know the story. Physically, tools are there. Mentally, and the negative ability to spiral sometimes, that's what scares people just because they've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Maybe like with experience and confidence, maybe that gets kind of worked out of his system. We'll see. Running back, I think the star of the day was Rodney Hill. I mean, mm-hmm. I think you guys would probably all agree on that. The other two main guys, they were non-contact. CJ Campbell looked good. He's solid for like a fourth running back. Kasiah Holmes didn't play, so which is interesting. That was a guy that was getting a lot of very positive pub. But I think
Tom Philly looked bigger. I mean, he looked.
Yeah, he did. Up. Yeah.
I think that's one thing Kev kind of talked about. Everybody looks bigger. I thought he looked bigger, but still very explosive. So that's good to see out of him. And you didn't even get to see him in one of his greatest roles, which is kind of in the slot running some as a receiver. So yeah, I'm really excited for that group. I think that might be the best backfield in the country, if I'm being very honest. And that might be a hot take. There's patience, there's vision, there's explosiveness, there's power. They that group is deep, and they got it all. And I think you could stack them up with anybody if you wanted to.
I like, you know what? I'd have to investigate that claim a little bit more. I'd say it's definitely, as far as the amalgamation of skills, like the different talents that are there, it works really well off each other. The high level talent, you know what I mean? Like the ceiling of every guy in that room. If you started looking at like, I don't even know, but like Alabama's running back room, Georgia's running back room. I don't know, but I'm with you, man. That it's a fun combination of skill sets there. Wide receiver Kentron was the guy that stood out to everybody else. I mean, it's going to be nice to have him. We were always mm-hmm. looking who's going to be the guy on the outside opposite Johnny, because there's a lot of really good options in the slot. Oh, that's so much stress mm-hmm. on that defense, right, guys? I mean, anybody else besides Kentron that you want to talk about, or just you can gush on 88 if you want to.
You got to talk about Dre. I mean,
yeah.
Dre made a couple plays. You see it kind of. He was ready to go when he stepped on campus, and I think he's showed up this spring. He made a really great play on Quindarius Jones kind of down the sidelines. That's the one mm-hmm. everybody's going to remember, where he, you know, caught the ball through traffic, fought downfield. But, I think what you're seeing is these wide receivers becoming more and more physical over time. And so, you know, Tron and Dre kind of embodied that. But I think it goes down the list of even the guys that didn't play much today.
I'm still looking to see who's going to fill that post role for this offense. Who's going to be able to run that post, that Pokey Wilson role that was really vital throughout last season in different games. So is it going to be Dre? We'll see. I would have loved to have seen they had the one late drive down there before Hakeem's touchdown. Would have loved to have seen a jump ball to him, give him a shot there. Was happy, really happy to see Hakeem end the day with some confidence, catching a couple balls, and Dre, because I thought Dre had a rough day, but it was productive, and a couple times he just was missed. Some of the jet sweep stuff looked like it was a little bit off, but they gave him a ton of reps with it. Then obviously the tough catch on Quindarius Jones. I was happy to see him get that. Is he going to be the guy? I mean, it's a lot to ask of a freshman.
I don't know in year one. And there's still, like you said, we didn't have the full complement of everybody out there. And we have no idea how Mike is going to use all the different offensive pieces. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to have to necessarily have to fill in from the Ontario role. But, I mean, he's a guy that, you know, in spot action from what I saw today and based on his high school kind of pedigree, I wouldn't be worried about it. We don't know yet. In the trenches, I got a question for you, Adam.
Oh boy.
We saw Bless Harris line up at left tackle. Rob Scott hasn't been in. I'm interested to see.
He looks legit.
When Rob Scott does come back in, who do you think is going to be Florida State's starting left tackle?
Bless Harris. And I've said Bless Harris is the best tackle on this team right now. Lucas Simmons is going to be the best tackle in a year. But I've been saying since last year that Bless Harris was the first true tackle they've gotten, and he's the best offensive tackle they got.
You still think that?
I do. He looks bulked up. He looks strong. Last year we pointed out his strength was a big issue. He's clearly put strength on in his upper body. He holds up really well. Yeah, I thought he played well. I'm excited to break his tape down too, because I thought he matched up against everybody really well. I didn't think he had a lot of bad reps today.
No, he's solid, man. Like you said,
Run game, I want to go back and look at it because sometimes it's tough in the run game to see that stuff on the TV copy. But I thought he played really well.
And then anybody else, maybe some of that. And like we said, like Roddick was next to him. Mo played center. Dimitri, the Meech man, is back. Washington was at right tackle. Byers, I think, was playing on the other team. They mixed it around. Yeah, Byers was in the
second team playing right tackle. They all flashed at times. They all had their reps. I thought Julian Armel was swimming a little bit. He looked a little slow at times. Not slow, like slow processing what was going on in front of him. You can tell he's still developing as a player. Mm-hmm. It didn't look like snaps were really an issue. I think I saw one late that was bad. But snaps, for the most part, were solid, and I know that that's something people have mentioned as a concern. I don't know if Casey Roddick played guard or center at all today, though. I don't recall.
I can't remember. I just saw him at left. Stuck out to me, him being at left. His size stuck out to me as well. I think that's going to be the one.
It's a big boy.
When we go kind of snap by snap and kind of Zapruder this crap, looking at who did what on the line and who they did it against, I think is going to be interesting because that's a fun battle to find your five, man.
I think people need to remember, though, they're going to, in real games, they're going to game plan things and they're going to help set things up and they're going to help set them up through the run game. I watched Keandre Jones and Jeremiah Byers absolutely delete the right side of the defense, or well, it's the defense is left, the offense is right. Just absolutely delete that side of the defense on one counter run. Like, get out of here, you guys are going. So that's a lot of fun to see, and that's, you know, that gets you excited for that potential when they're game playing stuff. Kev, that's my favorite tree. Kev probably really enjoys that tree behind you. So that's exciting. Again, I want to go back and watch them a little bit closer and see what was going on with some of the run game stuff. The tight ends disappointed me a little bit today, though. I will say that in the run game specifically.
Okay.
I don't know. There was, it didn't look like, it didn't strike me that there was a lot of finishing there in the run game with the tight ends at times.
They threw Jaheim Bell in on a counter run, like the first snap of the thing. And he kind of gets blown up and it's just kind of
more off a couple times too. Yeah.
I think you can kind of see why the buzz around Morlock hasn't been as strong since spring started. And it's because he's got a little room to grow. I think you can see the athleticism, but you can see that, like, he probably needs to bulk up a little bit. He probably needs to add some weight if he wants to be be serviceable as a blocker. And I agree with you, but I think they're better than they were last year. It's just not where it needs to be.
And do we think that the tight ends can get there with, we don't need to add anybody to that room. I think we'll be fine just with some seasoning. So I'm not worried about them either. And the way that they were used today, not how they're going to be used during the season. Moving on, want to keep this thing under half an hour. defensive line, Braden Fisk was out. Anybody that flashed you today? The ends, I mean, the starting ends, dude.
Yeah, Patrick Payton is
gonna be hell to block, right, Kev?
They're really good.
I mean, he made Byers look silly a couple of times on those pass rush. He's just so quick.
Yeah, and that's a guy who was a high caliber starting tackle in G5, right? So it's this isn't like a true freshman or sophomore. He's making look like a fool. That guy's gonna make a lot of people look like fools this year.
Yeah, he is. It's hard. I tend to watch the offense a little bit more than the defense. So I want to go back and watch those guys a little bit closer. Thought Tafasi flashed at times, thought Jackson flashed at times, Farmer flashed at times, love it. I spoke about my concerns with the depth on the at defensive end. So I don't want to harp on that too much more because people are going to start calling me negative.
No, and we feel good. We feel good, man. New unis, team's looking good. Kevin, let's talk about the linebackers. I mentioned it earlier, but positively, like, I feel good about the direction of that room, right? Especially Blake Nicholson's not even there yet, and Bethune didn't play.
Hold on, we can't skip the interior defensive line. I mean,
I wanted to let Adam. I gave him a shot, and he abdicated to you. So you go ahead, step in, big man. What do you think?
Dude, that. I mean, when Tifosi's blowing people up, I mean, you're not going to move Daryl Jackson backwards. Then you have Farmer, who's just quick off the line, and you know what you got in Fabian Lovett. The interior defensive line was truly stout, and they're going to be hard to move the ball against. I think we'll watch it back, but you can pretty much guess if 91's in the game, if Tifosi's in the game, he's going to blow somebody back. And it's just fun to watch.
Yeah, I agree.
The DT room reminds me of the running back room, man. Variety of skill sets, variety of stuff they could do, variety of games that they can play. It's going to be fun. Linebackers, Kev, you want to take linebackers? Kalen DeLoach, man. Good. Looking good.
Yeah, I think you nailed it earlier. I think, you know, Kalen DeLoach is the real deal. I think you know what you got out of Tatum Bethune. DJ Lundy hopefully is taking that one more step forward. And even Steven Dix, I mean, if you kind of squinted your eyes, he'd look like Amari Gaynor out there. And having him as like a number four linebacker doesn't hurt. And then Omar Graham, I think he looks like he needs to cut some weight. But, I mean, he moves so well out in space. It's like, which is kind of surprising at kind of his frame. But, you know, I think the linebackers are going to be okay. And you're kind of... I don't think Brendan Gant played at all today, right?
Not that I saw, no.
No.
So a lot of these guys were having to play in that kind of strong side linebacker, nickel type role, what they called a stud, and which I don't think is a natural place for any of those guys we've listed. And so for them to kind of pick up that slack on the second team and kind of look serviceable out there, I think is a statement.
You remember two or three years ago, our starting linebackers look lost in games, and we've got true freshmen and guys out there and maybe some unnatural roles. And once again, even for a spring game, we expect a decent amount of confusion. I didn't see like a lot of people looking lost in space, right? It just looks like a professional unit, a deeper unit, a deeper team. Adam, I think we talked about the secondary pretty well in depth. I don't know if you have anything else you want to add.
It's impossible to see on that coverage, so it's tough for me to sit here and talk about the secondary.
It with the camera angles that we got, man, just a crack. Those are a crack job. Anything else before we go? Anything else we want to leave it with? I don't know if you want to answer a couple questions if there's some in the chat. Yeah. I mean,
there's not a lot. There's more comments in the chat than anything.
Okay, are they positive? Are the people watch it as positive as we are?
Yeah, they're
well, not you. Well, you're a big grumpy guy.
Sorry, I'm trying to get something handled in the back end here. They're good. They're mad at me because I was a little down on the game itself earlier. So yeah,
that's just him, guys. But that's just grumpy uncle Adam.
Grumpy old Philadelphian.
You're from Delaware.
So
Delawarean.
Delawarean, but I
grew from Delaware, big angry blue hen boy.
The game, it was great to see Florida State football again. We've got 4 months until we get to see him against LSU. I watched the Florida game in the Miami game the past two nights.
Let's get the people back on your side. Compare and contrast this game compared to those two.
There's not a comparison. This team's night and day better than those. I mean, those two, Miami just doesn't look coached at all. I mean, they didn't look like they tried at all. They didn't look like they wanted to be there. I saw somebody hyping up how great the atmosphere was. I'm like, you're sitting in a freaking high school stadium. Are you kidding? Like, what the hell are we hyping here, guys? But I wasn't impressed with either of those games. And it's a spring game, so, you know, everybody handles it a little bit differently. I watched Clemson's today, and Dabo's on the mic the whole game, like MCing.
Yeah, leading a revival session. Got snakes dancing around, talking in tongues. Yeah, he sucks. We know that.
And at one point he's got five receivers out there that all 5'8" and dudes that work really hard and run tight routes, if you know what I mean. And it's
lacrosse boys. Yep.
Yeah, they're that dude is a mess, man. And he's hyping Kate Klubnik up. And I tell you right now, he didn't look a whole lot better than DJ. He scrambled around a little bit, but he didn't look a whole lot better than DJ has looked the last couple of years. So I'm not sold that they've solved all their problems, but we'll find out when the game gets there.
I don't think DJ's issues were talent based. Let's say that.
Real gym rats. Yes. Yes. Coaching. That's exactly right. Students of the game.
Yes.
I love that. You get what I'm putting down. So anyway, I've been watching others. Florida State just looks Kev talked about, like, they've been doing install all off season. These other guys just look behind. Like, these other teams just look like they're behind. They look like they're putting in new offenses. They look like they aren't very good. They look like teams that maybe some of them are not going to have great seasons. I mean, it wouldn't shock me if Miami went 5-7 again. They're really excited about the Joseph Kidd wide receiver. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, nobody's covering him. So, yeah. And guess what your problem was last year? Nobody covered anybody last year. And that's why you got smoked by Middle Tennessee State. So, I don't know.
No, they got smoked by Middle Tennessee State because their offensive play call was less than optimal. They fired that offensive coordinator, and now all their problems are solved, AB. You didn't know this?
So what you guys are saying is, even with all the warts that come with the spring game, to me, the word is professional. They know they have the mission in mind. They know what they want to achieve. They know what they have to do, and they're a machine right now. They're a machine that's recruiting ahead of time. They're installing ahead of time. Their strength and conditioning's ahead of schedule. The stability's there. Mike's locked in for that extension. Boys, and we got some new unis. I feel good. That's the takeaway. I feel good. Kevin, you feel good before we get out of here?
Yeah, I feel great. I'm going to head off here in a second, but I think it was a good showcase. I'm excited to pour over the film. That'll be on a – we'll do that in a couple of days, I think, right? It should come out. Tuesday,
absolutely. So, we can't wait. We're chomping at the bit, guys. So thank you for joining us. It was a great spring game for Florida State. We got our football, and boys, we are going to squeeze that lemon dry. We're going to get every single thing out of it that we can. We're going to look at reps. We're going to look at individual players. If you guys have anything that you want to see from us specifically, put it in the comment section of the video, or go to the Noles 24/7 message board and let us know. Start a thread for Adam, for Kevin, for me. Instant reactions. They feel so good. And guys, we are back. Feels good. Keep chopping.
Keep chopping. Chop, 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 chop.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.